people came to ask him questions. 親鸞聖人の他二章をいただいてから始まりたいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱お願いします。As for me, 親鸞, I have never said the Nembutsu even once for the repose of my departed mother and father. For all sentient beings, without exception,have been our parents and brothers and sisters in the course of countless lives in many states of existence. On attaining Buddhahood after this present life, we can save every one of them. 親鸞は亡き父母の追善供養のために念仏したことはかつて一度もありません。というのは、命のあるものはすべてみんなこれまで何度となく生まれ変わり死に変わりしてきた中で、父母であり兄弟姉妹であったのです。そのこの世の命を終え、浄土に往生して、直ちに仏となり、どの人をみんな救わなければならないのですと。ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Once again, thank you for joining us this Father's Day for our Dharma service, our summer Dharma service today. Does anybody have any special Father's Day plans this morning? 今日は父の日ですけど、何かすることありますか？Yeah, maybe some people might be getting together as a family. I'll be calling my father. Their parents just went back to Minnesota, so I'll be making a phone call. 私がまあ両親に電話をして、父にHappy Father's Day というつもりですね。So as I think about this Father's Day, I'm thinking about the ways in which we celebrate and appreciate our fathers, and really the importance of our parents. We had our wonderful Parents' Day celebration last month on our Mother's Day. We do a Mother's Day and Father's Day, but I think both these observations, the parents, the mother, and the father, are important for us to remember and celebrate on these occasions. So, I've been thinking about the life of the Buddha, particularly as both a father and a son, and this idea that's very prominent in Japanese society of oyakoko, oyakoko. Does anybody know that word, oyakoko? That means to take good care of your parents, to do things that it's, sometimes people use the word filial piety. It's kind of a fancy word, but it just means to, show your appreciation for your parents. And there are different things that people do over the years to show appreciation for their parents, to do little things, helping around the house, studying hard in school, doing good work. And in the past, it's been customary often for people to carry on a family business. Does anybody have a family who's involved in some sort of a family business over the years? In the past, pretty much everybody went into, to some sense, their parents' line of work, whether it was some sort of a business that was done as a kind of commercial business, or farming was a big one. So in my family, we have, I come from a family of farmers in Iowa, and my grandparents lived on a farm when my mom grew up on a farm that had been in our family for generations. So there's this family farm that's been there pretty much, I think, since the settlers came over from Norway and sort of started this farm. So that's been part of our family tradition. And I have two uncles now who are still living in Iowa, and they're carrying on this family tradition. I did not become a farmer and have not carried on the family tradition. And so sometimes people take a different path, And as we reflect on the life of the Buddha, the teacher of our tradition, we find that he was someone who took a decidedly different path from the expectation of his parents and grandparents. まあ、釈迦様という方は、まあ、家族のお父さんのご希望とちょっと反対側の方に行ってしまったと、いう人もいますね。そういう感じも、あるかもしれませんね。 So the father of the Buddha, as many of us know, was the king. He was the ruler of a small community, a small principality. And his expectation, of course, was for his son. It wasn't easy for he and his wife to conceive. And so once they had a son, the expectation was, of course, that the son would carry on the family business, would carry on as the ruler of the palace. まあ、釈迦様がお父さんが国王だったから、まあ、その国を継いで国王となるという期待があったんですね。 And his father did all kinds of things to try to direct him in that direction of carrying on the family business. でまあ、お父さんが一生懸命こういう後継ぐようにしたんですね。 However, as we've been talking about throughout the year, Shakyamuni Buddha chose a different path. He left the palace, and he even, at that time, he had a small child. He had a son. And so he left the palace. He left his wife and his son there at the palace with his parents. And he went off to seek the path to enlightenment. And for 6 years, nobody heard anything from him. He was studying. He was pursuing the path to enlightenment. Then he became enlightened. And it was only about a year after he became enlightened. So 7 years after he left, he returned home. Now, some might say, might question, is this being a good son to disappear? Imagine those of you who have children, all of us have parents, if you just went off and disappeared for 7 years. Parents have no idea where you are, what you're doing. All kinds of rumors are spreading around. There was even a rumor that the Buddha had died. People saw him because he was only eating one grain of rice and he got so skinny that this rumor started to spread. Finally saw him lying there. It's like, oh, look, he just died. So the rumor spread and it got back to the palace, to his father. This rumor got back to his dad that, you know, your son, I'm sorry to say, Siddhartha's died. His father said, no. I know he would not leave this world until he accomplished what he set out to accomplish. That's what his name, Siddhartha, means. He who has accomplished his goal. So if he went off to be a monk, that's not what I wanted for him, but if that's what he set off to do, I know he would not leave this world until he accomplished that goal. And so Siddhartha, you know, but no one really knew for sure what had become of him until he returned home 7 years later. 7 years later, he returns home. The family's like, finally, he's come back to take over the palace, to take over his responsibilities to our family. And so what is the first thing that his wife, Yasodhara, does? She gets their son, Rahula. He has a son named Rahula. And he says, your father's come back. Go welcome him back and tell him that you're ready to claim your inheritance. Surely he's amassed some great treasure in the time that he's gone. I've heard, in fact, that he has a treasure. So why don't you go claim your treasure? So Rahula, then Shakyamuni, now as the father, the Buddha, as the father, his son comes to him and says, Father, I've come to claim my inheritance. Come to claim my inheritance. And as a good father, he bestows the inheritance. He says, all I have, this treasure I have, is this life of a monk, this life of seeking the path to awakening. I welcome you to join me in this path and to claim your inheritance, the enlightenment of the Buddha. And so Rahula then, he joins the Sangha and becomes one of the monks. And after a while, his mother starts to wonder, where's Rahula? Why hasn't he come home yet? そして、まあ、息子のラフラが釈迦様のところに行って、そして、釈迦様のところに行って、お父さんの道に歩みたいと言ってて、じゃあぜひ、 僧侶とさせたんですね。お母さんが、じゃあ息子どこにいるかと言ったら、出家したという噂を聞くんですね。 So then the mother hears, oh, our son has become a Buddhist monk. Oh, no. And the grandfather, how do you think he felt about that? Because first, the son goes off, and he says, well, I don't have the son, but at least I have the grandson to carry on the family name, to carry on the family tradition. And then what happens? The grandson goes off and he becomes a monk. So he's gone. And so King Suddhodana, the Buddha's father, has one consolation. There's a half brother, a half brother. The Buddha has a half brother. His stepmother, Queen Mahaprajapati, after the Buddha's mother dies, his father marries the Buddha's aunt. And so then there's a son is born there. His name is Nanda. Nanda. And so now it all rests on Nanda, the prince. Prince Nanda. So stay Nanda to you Shaka sama no ototo ga imasu. Toto ga imasu. お母さんが、お父さんが同じだけど、お母さんが違う弟がいますね。ナンダという人ですね。じゃあ、ナンダが国を継ぐということを、スドーダの王が楽しみにするでしょ Then, Nanda, he goes to welcome his half-brother who he hasn't seen in 7 years. He says, Ah, brother, how are you? How are you? I've missed you. Tell me about what you've been doing.Tell me about what you've learned on your journey. Then the Buddha tells him his story, tells him about his path to enlightenment, and provides him with the teachings of awakening. Nanda says, this is wonderful. Let me join you. Oh no, right? Oh no. So he goes and he joins the Buddha. It's an interesting thing about Nanda. Nanda was very handsome, very popular,with the ladies, and he said as he was leaving town, this very pretty girl, the prettiest girl in the village, sort of looks over at him and says, hurry back soon, and she gives him a wink, right? And so he just can't get her out of his mind, and he's struggling, and the king is probably hoping, oh, you know, I know he likes his girlfriends, I know he'll want to come back one day. And so the Buddha recognizes this, and he says, what's wrong, I can tell you're not really...enjoying it. You're not really dedicating yourself to this path. And he says, well, you know, there was this one girl and I was leaving town, she gave me this look and I just can't get her out of my mind. And the Buddha said, okay, come with me. And it said the Buddha then takes him up to the Tushita heaven, this beautiful heavenly realm, and shows him these, said, 100 dove-footed nymphs. They're called dove-footed nymphs. These beautiful, beautiful young girls, beautiful girls.Take them up there. And he says, you know, if you attain enlightenment, if you follow me in this path, these will all be your girlfriends. You'll get all these girlfriends. How about that? Nanda says, okay, I'll follow you on this path to enlightenment. Be my teacher so that I can realize this. Then he goes back down and the rumors start to spread that Nanda is practicing to attain enlightenment so that he can get 100 girlfriends.People start to tease him about it and make fun of him, say, what a goofball. You're totally missing the point. And so at that point, Nananda, he hears people making fun of him and he realizes, oh my gosh, what a fool. I missed the point. And so he steals his resolve and he becomes enlightened. He becomes an arhat. He's never going to return to worldly life. So what does King Suddhodana do?Suddhodana says, what is he teaching? What is my son teaching that's just pulling? First it takes him away, then my grandson, then my other son. What is this special teaching? I've got to hear it. And then he finally goes to his son and says, tell me this teaching. And when Shakyamuni, his son, Siddhartha, gives him the teaching, then he realizes, oh.I've been missing the point all this time. I've been missing the point. I thought that the most important thing was to carry on my kingdom, was to carry on the family business. Now I realize that this teaching doesn't just benefit our family, which it has, but it benefits all people. And King Suddhodana himself becomes a disciple.Of his own son, of Shakyamuni Buddha. And he seeks this path to liberation. And he himself realizes awakening through his son's teaching. So think about this story. Siddhartha abandons his family responsibilities. But does he give up on his family? He doesn't carry on the kingdom and the palace. But is he...an unfilial or an unkind son? He provides this teaching. Not only does he bring happiness to his son, his brother, his father, but to all people. And he helps his son and his brother and his father realize that the way to awakening, the way to realize real peace of mind is to benefit all people, not just our own family, but to help all people, help all people. So Shakyamuni was a wonderful teacher for all of us, and he's inspired our tradition down through the ages. Shinran Shonin, also inspired by this teaching of Shakyamuni, the founder of our tradition, pictured here just to the right of the Buddha image, he provides the same teaching. He receives this teaching from the Buddha and he passes it on. And he says, I've never said the Nembutsu even once for the repose of my departed father or mother. Shinran Choni wa katsute ni naku chichi haha no tame ni Nembutsu mosu koto arimasen. So when you first read this, you think, doesn't Shinran get this feeling of gratitude for his parents? Shinran Choni wa hoya wo kancha shinai ka to tagau koto aru kamoshirimasen. But Shinran says, all sentient beings, every living being, without exception, has been my father, my mother, my brother, and my sister. Every living person shares this deep connection with me. And so, in working for the benefit of all beings, of course, I benefit my parents as well. Shinran Choni wa subete no inochi wo suku michi wo ayumu hito wa mochiron ryoushin. So as we observe our Father's Day, it's a wonderful time to feel gratitude for our parents. Let's also reflect on about what we can truly do to bring peace and happiness to our families and to our parents.
してこの父の日は本当にまあお父さんお母さんの感謝をするありがたいご縁ですね。ありがたい機会ですけど、 本当の幸せ、本当に親を幸せにさせるのはどこにあるか、ちょっと考えてみましょう。
So I'd like to conclude my words of reflection here. I invite you to join me in 合唱.
そしてここで終わらせたいと思います。
南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿